North Dakota real estate headlines. Building permits. Building permits. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ND. Read the source, h.wco.ward.nd.us/292/building permits. North Dakota real estate headlines. Permit Flow offers North Dakota building permit guidance. Permit Flow provides a guide designed to help users navigate the North Dakota permitting process for a hassle-free building permit experience. Streamlined permitting resources can help real estate professionals in ND expedite project timelines and reduce administrative delays for their clients. Access the permitting guide to simplify your next North Dakota building project at hww.permitflow.com/state-North-Dakota. North Dakota real estate headlines. North Dakota property records search. Owners, deeds, permits. Check property records in North Dakota, find owner info, search permits and purchase history, look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records, and much more. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ND. Read the source, ht/northdakota.propertychecker.com/. North Dakota real estate headlines. Average realtor commission fees in North Dakota, 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents revealed the average real estate commission in North Dakota is 5.84%, which is higher than the national average of 5.70%. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ND. Read the source, /listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/North-Dakota/. North Dakota real estate headlines. North Dakota real estate commissions. What you can expect in 2024. Learn everything you need to know about North Dakota real estate commissions in 2024. Discover how much you'll pay and what factors affect commission rates. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in ND. Read the source, www.redfin.com/blog/North Dakota Real Estate Commission/. North Dakota real estate updates. Stark County property records now accessible online for ND real estate pros. The Stark County, North Dakota website provides online property records and search capabilities. Real estate professionals in ND can quickly access property records in Stark County to support transactions, due diligence, and client service. Visit http://starkcountyuw.starkcountynd.gov/911ad6a7509-4CA2-985-70BFC4FCB9 to search Stark County property records. North Dakota Real Estate Updates. ND Tax Commissioner offers training resources for property assessors. The Office of State Tax Commissioner collaborates with assessing organizations to provide coordinated training and resources for local property assessors who determine taxable property values. Accurate property assessments directly affect valuation and tax liability for real estate transactions, making assessor training quality relevant to every ND real estate professional's practice. Review assessor resources at https://www.tax.nlocalgovernment/resources-assessors to better understand local valuation processes. North Dakota real estate updates. ND Realtors publish Consumer Guide to Real Estate Commission Info. The North Dakota Association of Realtors has published a webpage explaining real estate commission information for consumers. This resource helps ND real estate professionals educate clients and set clear expectations about commission structures in their transactions. Review the commission info page at http://www.ndrealtors.com/consumers/real-estate-commission-info to ensure your client conversations align with association guidance. Background and context. Due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.